Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, November 10th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, InfoWars is hosting another Mystery Science Theater-style analysis of tonight's GOP debate, live from the Central Texas Command Center. But first, PC crazies launch another jihad against free speech in America as the intolerant regressive left sweeps the nation.
Get this reporter out of here! I need some muscle!
I need some muscle.
Meanwhile, police at the University of Missouri are asking students to call them to report any hateful speech they hear on campus. Then, Donald Trump says Hillary is running for president so she could stay out of prison. And did Ben Carson really lie about West Point? Or was it another media hit job? You'll find out up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Well, we've got a jam-packed show for you this evening. We're going to be giving you live debate coverage in our Mystery Science Theater style. That'll be going live at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. David Knight, Joe Biggs, Darren McBreen, and the rest of the crew will be joining us. Be sure to tweet us out your questions using the hashtag GOPDebate. And, you know, it's always fun interacting with you guys live in real time. Then we've also got a really important interview coming up later on in the show. David Knight spoke with the director of a new documentary, Killing Ed. Now, we've all heard about, you know, the socialism that's being pushed in public schools as well as universities. But what about Islamic State? That's right. We're going to talk to you about the connection between the largest charter school in the United States and their ties to the Islamic State. So that's going to be coming up later in the show. Very important. But first, we've been witnessing all of these racially charged campaigns and protests across universities throughout the nation. There's no room for civil disagreement. They say confess to wrongdoing or else. You can only respect the student body by validating their subjective feelings. Well, now we have the Missouri University Police Department kind of falling in line with this. They sent out an email to students today saying, call them and report any hurtful speech that they encounter on the campus. And they also suggest that students provide a detailed description of the offender, their location or license plate number, even take a picture if possible. Now, the MUPD readily admits that hurtful or hateful speech is not against the law, but they write, if the individuals identified are students, then the Office of Student Conduct can take disciplinary action. That's right. You can't say words that hurt there on college campuses anymore. So when asked about the potential First Amendment implications for this, a spokesman responded saying, we are just simply asking them to report what they feel is hurtful and or hateful speech. So it'll be very interesting to see what sort of disciplinary action will be taken. Ja'Kari Jackson will be reporting from Missouri. I hope to get his take on the whole situation later. But basically, universities now are breeding ground for homogenous thought. Students are rarely going to encounter any diverse viewpoints. So this is obviously a huge failure of the system. It's going to be a huge failure for American democracy. Instead of producing the next generation of intellectuals, they're churning out crazed cult members who are totally against the First Amendment.
Progressives and social justice warriors have launched an ideological jihad against free speech and the very bedrock of what education is supposed to represent. Free thinking, logic, debate, dissent, open inquiry. Under their new regime of safe spaces, trigger warnings, and the right not to be offended, the intolerant, regressive left has targeted all these things for abolition. At universities across America, administrators agreed to literally rip up copies of the Constitution because it triggered investigators who were posing as students.
I'm happy to.
Yeah. Okay.
At Yale, a professor was surrounded by a hysterical mob who used Maoist Red Guard tactics to intimidate and shout him down.
The exception is because other people have rights too, not just
one. To be an unsafe space here for
I
all
do not.
Be quiet!
Then no, I
stop.
Don't agree with that.
Then why the fuck did you accept the position?
Because
who
I have
the fuck hired you?
I have a different vision.
You should step down! If that is what you think about being a pedestrian, you should step down! It is not about creating an intellectual space!
His hate crime? Writing an email critical of the students' efforts to censor offensive Halloween costumes. At Missouri University, President Tim Wolf and others were forced to resign in part for not acknowledging their white privilege and refusing to echo the debunked narrative behind the Michael Brown shooting. Radicals and professors then openly called for using mob violence to silence the First Amendment right of the press to cover the story.
Hi, media. Can I talk to you?
No, you need to get out. Cool. You need to get out.
No, I don't.
You need to get out.
I actually don't.
All right. Hey, who wants to help me get this reporter out of here? I need some muscle over here.
A university in the UK arranged a conference on censorship, then censored conservatives from taking part because it might offend someone.
Feelings are more important than facts.
Yeah!
This is wrong. You're all crazy.
Stop violating me with your different opinions!
I have the right to speak my mind!
No, we have the right not to be offended.
For years, people have played down the threat posed by SJWs to free speech. Oh, they're only dumb teenagers on Tumblr. Just ignore them. They'll go away. This past week has completely demolished that naive assumption. These people will be teaching our children. They'll be in government with the full force of the state behind them. Now even liberal professors are admitting that they're frightened of their own students' zealotry. Instead of producing the next generation of intellectuals, these universities are churning out crazed cult members who have declared war on free speech. This is not going to end well for society. And unless actual liberals stand up for true intellectual tolerance and authentic classical liberalism, the future for free speech in the West is doomed.
Well, Obama's calls for amnesty have taken another hit today. Federal judges say that they used Obama's own words to halt deportation amnesty. This is an opinion freighted with meaning for the separation of powers battles. The judges writing, they singled out Mr. Obama's own claim that he acted to rewrite the law because Congress wouldn't pass the bill he wanted. Now, you'll recall in 2014, Obama said this in response to a heckler who was scolding him for boosting deportations. He said, but what you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law. And the two judges said that the Justice Department failed to explain away Mr. Obama's remarks. And the court ruled that not only didn't he follow the usual rules in making a major policy change, but that his claims of power to grant tentative legal status to a massive class of people went beyond the waiver powers Congress granted him in the law. So this is a 2-1 ruling, basically reaffirming that the president must carry out the laws and he doesn't have blanket powers to waive them.
President Obama was dealt another uppercut of justice concerning the socialist administration's unrelenting push to flood America with grateful voters rewarded with work permits for their allegiance.
So sue me. I, as long as they're doing nothing, I'm not going to apologize for trying to do something.
The 2-1 ruling highlights a separations of power battle win in the face of Obama's dictatorial executive powers.
Judge Jerry E. Smith used Obama's own words from a speech given in Chicago in 2014.
I understand you may disagree, but we've got to be able to talk honestly about these issues, all right? Now, you're absolutely right that there have been significant numbers of deportations. That's true. But what you're not paying attention to is the fact that I just took an action to change the law. Now, so that's point number one.
On the chopping block is an amnesty of regulations within the Immigration and Nationalities Act, allowing Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to waive penalties. The Washington Times reports it would allow illegal immigrants to stay, granting them work permits, which then entitle them to Social Security cards, tax credits, and state driver's licenses. 5 million illegal immigrants under DAPA would then be given a 3-year stay of deportation and work permits. Obama's hubris was in full display as the court ruled that he not only didn't follow the usual rules in making a major policy change, but that his claims of power to grant tentative legal status to a massive class of people went beyond the waiver powers Congress granted him in the law. Now, the New York Times reports, President Obama will ask the Supreme Court to clear the way for his long-delayed immigration overhaul, according to administration lawyers, setting up another high-stakes legal contest in the nation's highest court over the fate of one of the president's signature achievements. The Department of Justice, who couldn't come up with a convincing argument to legitimize President Obama's dictatorial comments from 2014, is appealing the Fifth Circuit of Appeals ruling and seeks further review from the Supreme Court, the same court that recently saved Obama's health care system and middle class destroying Obamacare.
All we're saying is we're not going to deport you.
A prime example of the intensity of Obama's war on the United States naturalization and voting process is one Rosa Maria Ortega, an illegal immigrant residing in Grand Prairie, Texas. Ortega has committed voter fraud, a second-degree felony, repeatedly. Attorney General Ken Paxton's office is working with the Tarrant County criminal DA Sharon Wilson on Ortega's case. But meanwhile, Texas Democrats are engaged in a political witch hunt to prosecute Attorney General Ken Paxton of securities fraud. As Trump's anti-immigration rhetoric raises his status in the polls and the raping of children and other nefarious activity goes unreported by bought and paid for media, President Obama thumbs his nose at the will of the American people and moves forward on dangerous policies aimed at transforming the United States into a third world tyranny. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Well, Donald Trump says that Hillary is running for a lot of reasons, one of them being so that she can stay out of jail. So Trump has now repeatedly said that Clinton belongs in jail for running her State Department emails through a private address on a secret server that even the president didn't know existed. Now, of course, this is pretty good news. It should be entertaining tonight. We should start to see the gloves come off, at least between the candidates. Of course, we're not going to be seeing any mainstream media calling out Hillary for her blatant lies. Once again, she repeated the statement that she never tried to blame the Benghazi attack on a video. But of course, with the leak of her emails, we know that that is a lie. We saw her scrambling in those first hours to pin the Benghazi attack on this video, working with some officials there in the State Department to make that happen. But the mainstream media just let that slide. When that email surfaced, they let it slide. They're not going to call her out on that because they don't really, it's their job to propagandize against the Republicans. So just like kind of how they're doing with Ben Carson, obviously he is the GOP front runner, depending on what poll you look at. So now they are on a witch hunt with him. Last week, Politico ran the headline, Ben Carson admits fabricating West Point scholarship. But in fact, his campaign did no such thing. Now, this is a discrepancy over a claim that Carson made in his autobiography. He said that he was offered a full scholarship to West Point, but rejected it in favor of becoming a doctor. Obviously, a lot of people have a lot of opinions about that. David Knight is certainly going to be fired up about Ben Carson later on in the show. Well, what Carson's campaign manager said to Politico in an email says, Dr. Carson was the top ROTC student in the city of Detroit. In that role, he was invited to meet General Westmoreland. He believes it was at a banquet. He can't remember with specificity their brief conversation, but it centered around Dr. Carson's performance as ROTC City Executive Officer. He was introduced to some folks from West Point by his ROTC supervisors. They told him they could get him an appointment based on his grades. He considered it, but in the end, he did not seek admission. So Politico editorialized it saying, when presented with this evidence, Carson's campaign conceded the story was false. And they did not concede the story was false. They're basically explaining this is kind of what he meant. And you know what? The media did not call out Obama after the fact when it was proven that he had tons of lies in his biography. That's just not what they do. So Ben Shapiro broke this story that this fabrication was in fact on part of Politico, and then Politico was forced to alter their headline and issue an embarrassing editor's note. So you can always count on the media to propagandize against Republicans. Even if Carson is making some outrageous claims, David Knight is going to certainly be fired up about Ben Carson tonight. So you want to be sure to get his commentary on that. So it'll be very interesting to see how tonight's moderators handle this debate. They're going to be focusing on the economy, their tax plans, and other topics. We are going to be here live, crashing through the lies in real time. Be sure to tweet us at Real Alex Jones. Use the hashtag GOP debate. We love interacting with you, and we'll love to answer a lot of your questions. So we'll all be here live, crashing through the lies in real time. Now, we've got a highlight reel coming up for you from, you know, some of the previous debates and all of their crappy questions that they were asked. Do you think they're going to be asking some real good questions this time, getting to the bottom of what's going on here within our country? Why don't you tweet us the questions you would like to ask these presidential candidates, and we'll be sure to read them live on the air using the hashtag GOP debate. We'll be right back after this.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Vote for Jeb, or you're just f***ing stupid.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
You traitors claiming I'm a Ruski agent, say it to my face and I'll break your nose. I'm sick of it. I will stomp your head in the ground, you traitorous maggots, while we go under Obamacare, North American Union, conquered by European banks, announcing our kids don't belong to us, total bondage, total surveillance, and you want to shoot your mouth off about me being a Ruski agent, I will stomp your head in the ground.
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I wish we could go back to the days, I'm telling you, of just getting my satisfaction out in the street. You pick a sword or something else, you're going out in the street. I'm not kidding, you cowardly scum.
Can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new groundbreaking gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly, low maintenance, replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com. Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosyl cobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Well, the new James Bond movie's been out in the United States for more than a week. James Bond, Spectre, with Daniel Craig. First off, I like Daniel Craig as an actor, but I really didn't like him as James Bond in the last few films. And quite frankly, the previous films, I only watched for their entertainment value as unintentional comedy. Now, some of the Ian Fleming books, he was a high-level MI6 spy, are very interesting and have, well, let's just say plots that parallel reality, like Moonraker, an elite plan to biologically wipe out 99% of the human race and repopulate it with superhumans. That's a globalist, eugenicist plan that's been on the drawing board for more than 60 years. But most of the stuff you see in James Bond movies is pro-anti-terrorism, police state propaganda. It's British Crown, MI6, MI5, police state promotion. That said, I went and saw last week Spectre, and it is undoubtedly the best James Bond movie I've ever seen for the action, the adventure, but mainly the content. Without giving away too much, I'll just say this. It basically discredits the police state spy grid, the NSA spy grid, the British spy grid, the European spy grid, the global spy grid, and explains that spy grids end up being used against the system itself and are used by criminals to oppress the people. And that criminals are using staged terror attacks or false flag terror attacks, self-inflicted wounds inside jobs, to force governments themselves to acquiesce to the NSA-style surveillance grid. So this is a very probe Snowden film. It's also a very nationalistic film. It's very pro-nation state, explaining that countries are firewalls against one great tyranny or one great ring in the darkness binding us all. Now, earlier I talked about previous James Bond films basically being comedy, and they are. But one vein that runs through the franchise since the early 60s, when Sean Connery first starred as the MI6 hero, is the fact that there are shadowy organizations like Spectre, or Chaos, or Cobra, or Hydra, that have operatives within government that use government compartmentalization to basically turn government into nothing but automatons or engines of their criminal enterprises. Extortion, murder, mass terrorism. But this film ties it all together and shows how Spectre, symbolized by the octopus or by the Hydra, is actually in control of every major government on Earth. And when you realize what Bilderberg, what Club of Rome is, you understand that literally that's what globalism and the New World Order is private corporate operatives who've given themselves diplomatic immunity through the UN and other multinational governmental organizations who are actually funding ISIS, actually funding currency devaluations, actually funding right-wing terrorist groups in Ukraine, actually having CNN endorse the Muslim Brotherhood while they blow up and burn down churches in Egypt. And when you pull back and realize that Spectre, like a face sucker from Alien, is in control of our major governments and has us hatching out new legions of tyrants for them, you understand what the New World Order is and why it wants an above-the-law, global, cashless society controlled by a corporate oligarchy. This film is excellent. It's extremely informative. And on so many fronts, it's revolutionary. And when you investigate it, organizations like Goldman Sachs admit that they're installing their executives as the presidents of major countries like Italy, Greece, and other nations. It is simply over the top. In summation, what does a film like Spectre tell us? It tells us a lot. There are people inside the system that don't like what's happening and are trying to use art to not just be propagandists for the establishment, but to tell the truth. Or maybe they're still propagandists for the establishment, but they realize that the public's already woken up to what's happening, so at least they give us simulated victories in movies, in The Matrix, so we feel like everything's okay. That's the more pessimistic view. I tend to think it's a little bit of both. But what we do know is the world is waking up, the world is taking action, the world is saying no, and real life James Bonds in local government, in state government, in federal government, in multinational government, in international systems, from the top to the bottom, are saying no, are waking up, and are realizing the paradigm that we're in a controlled, manipulated system, and they're beginning to break out of that matrix. And it's not just movies like James Bond Spectre in 2015 that are telling the truth. No, my friends, it's films like The Last Captain America, where, again, a shadowy criminal group, another octopus, Hydra, has its operatives within government multinationally and is bringing in a global tyranny in the name of protecting the public from terrorists they run and control. Some people will rightly ask me, why are you covering fiction? Why are you giving Hollywood blockbuster movies a review? Why are you telling us go see it? Because when we vote with our dollars, when Hollywood does something good, we should support it. That's Pavlovian conditioning to produce more that's enlightening, more that's informative. Yes, we have a stick as well, but the carrot is the real way to change society. That's why they want to end free speech with political correctness. That's why they want review boards to control what you can say, because they don't want an open market of ideas because freedom is popular. We simply need to legalize freedom again. I spend 95% of my time promoting alternative media, new media, independent films. But when a film comes along like Captain America, or when a film comes along like Equilibrium a decade ago, or some of the other films like The Hunger Games exposing the police state, we've got to promote the good aspects of it. And a lot of times I'll give a film 2 or 3 stars out of 5 if it did an okay job, or 2 or 3 Paul Revere's out of 5. Rarely do I give a film 5 stars, but I've got to say, despite some of its problems, this film gets 4.5 stars. It loses half a star because they act like MI6 are the good guys completely and they're totally fighting evil and are perfect. When the truth is, if there was one organization that I had to say was specter-like, it would be MI6, MI5, or the Central Intelligence Agency. And that's because they're so big, they're so old, they're so powerful. As a British statesman said, Lord Acton, power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So these are organizations where the cleaning of house needs to happen. Of course, I don't think these organizations should be abolished. And you can say in summation that this kind of is a PR film for MI6 that is under scrutiny right now inside the UK. So that's probably the one little poison kernel within the larger mountain of truth. That's it for this review of Spectre.
Did you know that only six corporations control 90% of what millions of Americans see, hear, and read every single day? It's the illusion of choice. Think about it. The mainstream media is owned by only a handful of mega corporations with vested interests. But on the other hand, the internet is an interconnected network of billions of sources. So you can research information for yourself from multiple sources, or you can blindly accept what you hear or read in the mainstream media, never questioning what you are being told. This gives you a false sense of reality. I mean, do you actually know what you think you know? Or have you been programmed to accept someone else's version of events? Think about it. This is Darren McBreen, and I want you to break the matrix at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and listen to The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on your mind.
And all you ISIS people threatening us, hey, we're not a French newspaper, okay? We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches? This is Texas. You want to threaten me, you can go straight to hell. You understand that?
Never water yourself down just because someone can't handle you at 100 proof. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fused it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why, why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams apiece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Joining me now is Mark Hall, producer and director of a new documentary film called Killing Ed, subtitled Charter Schools, Corruption, and the Gulen Movement in America. This is something that is very important. As Alex is pointing out, you need to understand what is going on. I support freedom of choice and education. I support parental involvement in education. But we need to very carefully look at the structures that we're going to use with this. Certainly, I think charter schools have a possibility of, and we've seen this happen, of crony capitalism. There's a lot of money in this pot. There's a lot of money. We're going to talk about how much money the largest organization, the largest network of charter schools gets is actually run by an Islamic imam exiled from Turkey and brought into the United States. And he has the largest network of schools. So, Mark, when you did this, you went for, I guess, really the worst case example of what can go wrong with a charter school.
Yeah, absolutely, David. Thanks for having me here today. Killing Ed is really showing us the worst case scenario in this lightly regulated charter school system that we've set up in our country. I started shooting this film a number of years ago after seeing the Gulen movement and its schools grow in number here in Texas. Mm-hmm. They had the largest number of schools here in Texas, roughly about 46, I believe now.
Just added one today. You were kind enough correct. To bring us a press release. And get this. This is coming from the Austin Police Department talking about a new Fethullah Gulen school that's being opened up here in Austin. That's one of the things that really came out in this documentary was how the Gulen movement has connected itself with law enforcement, with congressmen, with local and state government, with contractors, and all these different, but they really are totally connected. And of course, there were pictures in your documentary of Art Acevedo. We've also got Congressman McCall, who is head of Homeland Security. You would think he would know a little bit better. You would think that he would vet this. Maybe he does, because we've seen what's going on with ISIS in Syria and the Middle East. We've seen that when our government creates a terrorist, arms a terrorist, trains a terrorist, gives them money. They're moderate terrorists. We got that picture up on our website today, as a matter of fact. They have terrorists and has a guy in a balaclava holding an AK-47. And then next to him, the exact same picture, but it says moderate terrorist because in his left hand, he's holding a small American flag. Mm-hmm. And so we have talked about how our government has been involved with the creation of ISIS, with the creation of these jihadis, using them as surrogates in wars. But this is something that we all should be very much aware of, very concerned about, that this Islamic cleric who floated the idea of the Islamic State, of a transnational caliphate, way back in the 90s and was thrown out of Turkey because of that, is exactly. brought into the United States by the CIA. They give him letters of recommendation. Rand Corporation, former bigwig there, gave him letters of recommendation. So he was brought into the United States, ushered in by the CIA, even though many people opposed him who knew mm-hmm. what he was about. And now he's running the biggest network of charter schools in the United States, getting federal taxpayer money.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we know that Fethullah Gulen came to the United States in 1999. He had been indicted by the Turkish government at that time for trying to overthrow the Turkish secular government. He was trying to install a theocratic government, and he came to the United States ostensibly on a medical reason for diabetes, I understand. And he set himself up in the Poconos of northeastern Pennsylvania, where he lives with several hundred of his followers. And he's operating this global Islamic movement from that location.
Now, that was very gutsy. In the documentary, you actually go to the gates of his compound.
Exactly.
That's a very gutsy move.
Right. We've been there a couple of times, and they're not happy to see us. they don't really want to live out in the open. It's a very secretive group. We know that their schools here in the United States are bringing in followers that follow him from Turkey, you know, that believe in the Gulen movement's agenda. And they're teaching at these schools, not only here in Texas, but all over the United States.
There's a lot of instructors who come in from Turkey.
Absolutely.
And they always do this under the beard, just like they're doing this, the school that opens today. And as I remarked to you when we were during the commercial break, so this is a strange time of the year to open up a new school, in the middle of November, but they're opening up a new school. The Austin Police Department is going to be there cutting the ribbon, with them for this opening ceremony. And they call them the Harmony Public Schools STEM based curriculum, and that's science, technology, engineering, and math. But they always talk about the Harmony Schools of Science and Math.
Yes.
That's the beard.
Well, that is one of the things that they're using, I think, to get our support, to get our politicians' support, is that we're somehow needing more STEM, you know, teachers, and we need more STEM-educated students. But it's really just a ruse.
This is something people need to be aware of. There are many things that I learned from the film about the Gulen movement and the schools that they've created here in the United States. It is the largest charter school movement in the United States, actually the largest in the world. They've got 180 countries that they're in. Many people estimated it over 1,000 schools worldwide. We just had another one open up here in Austin. And the Austin Police Department sent out a press release that Mark sent me today talking about how they have a new school opening here in Austin with 540 students. This is the way they expand. And, of course, we're seeing this all over the place. A couple of years ago, the Atlantic was talking about just in Texas, they were getting $100 million a year.
Right.
So this has to be a huge amount of money that is being channeled to them. Your documentary talks about what's going on in the educational establishment, the impact of charter schools, the possibility for corruption, for crony capitalism with the charter school mechanism, because there is a huge pot of money that is in the federal coffers that is being handed out to anybody that can meet these qualifications to start a charter school. So that is a problem right there, okay, that we need to look at. But you look at the very worst case, the Gulen movement.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, you know, the new school that's open today is one of six here in Austin. You know, they're educating roughly a little over 60,000 students across the United States now.
Wow.
And they're bringing in, you know, many thousands of teachers who are followers of Imam Gulen on H-1B visas to teach at the schools. We talked a little bit about STEM education. A lot of the politicians that you see in the film are saying, you know, we need to have more teachers that are qualified to teach these STEM subjects, science, engineering, these technology subjects. But really, it's a ruse. It's really a falsehood to bring in these followers from Turkey who are, you know, they have sworn their allegiance to Imam Fethullah Gulen.
It is a religious movement.
It is a religious movement.
It is a transnational caliphate that he's trying to set up. He talked about an Islamic state and got thrown out of Turkey in the 1990s, brought into the United States then by the CIA to set this up. That's everybody's concern, is that what he is setting up here is not a bunch of schools of science and math.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's setting up here is Islamic madrasas, like he has set up and is explicitly done in Islamic countries.
Some of his detractors have called his educational institutions educational jihad, because what you see in the schools here in the United States and elsewhere is intense national Turkification of their children. So instead of teaching Spanish as a language in many of the schools here on the border of Mexico. You're seeing these schools primarily teach Turkish to these young children.
Yes.
And these are not Turkish kids. These are kids that come from a variety of backgrounds, Hispanics, Caucasians, African Americans. And, you know, the question is, why are they being so intensively taught a love of Turkey when they should be taught something about our own country?
They bring them in with the beard of science and technology because that's what parents see as a future for their children, getting a degree in engineering or something like that. They can get a nice paying job with that. And yet when they come into these schools, as you show in your movie, Killing Ed, they come in and they're giving them a lot of Turkish culture, teaching them the Turkish language, sending them on trips to Turkey.
Exactly. Every year, thousands of these children are going to Turkey for the summer. I've talked to parents that have gone on these trips. We don't cover it very much in the film, but you do see, you know, students from even public schools that somehow have been invited to go on these trips to Turkey as a result of the Gulen movement.
And they get a Disneyland experience when they go.
Well, they get an experience that's not really the real Turkey. And I think this is what irks the secular Turks that we should be supporting in Turkey. Mm-hmm. We should not be supporting a global Islamic movement here in our country because they're getting in excess of $500 million a year in taxpayer funds.
That's amazing.
These are funds that you and I are giving to our government. And they're going directly to this organization. Now, a lot of that money is going to the schools, to operate the schools, to pay salaries. However, you'll find that young teachers that are coming to work at these schools that are not affiliated with the Gulen movement are being paid a lot less than the Turkish teachers that are coming over. Mm-hmm. Now, a part of that money evidently and apparently is being skimmed every year to go to the non-educational purposes that Fethullah Gulen has for his followers, including what I consider a very soft civil war that's occurring right now in Turkey.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is an American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
And Jake, I want to bring in Ms. Fiorina. I want to bring in Ms.
It's
Fiorina.
It's been done over and over again, Christy, by people like you.
I hope that I am the only person on this stage who can say this, but I know there are millions of Americans out there who will say the same thing. My husband Frank and I buried a child to drug addiction.
Oh my God.
So. We must invest more in
what kind of drug? Overdose of marijuana or what? I don't know.
I agree with states' rights, but we are misleading young people when we tell them that marijuana is just like having a beer. It's not. And the marijuana that kids are smoking.
Okay, let me chime in here. How many people have buried a child or a family member or a parent? because of the war on drugs. Because police, SWAT team, killed them. Mm-hmm. Innocent people. Even people who were smoking something recreationally. Should that be a death sentence in America? Right. And we need to understand that this war on drugs came from a United Nations agenda, just like Agenda 21. They created an agenda in 1961, complete with four schedules. Schedule 1 drugs were drugs that said they had no medical use whatsoever. Marijuana was put into that. And the fact that they have medical marijuana exemptions puts a lie to the fact that marijuana is still a Schedule 1. But it goes worse than that. Worse than that. We have two constitutional amendments out of 20-something that are about prohibition. We had one that made alcohol, prohibited alcohol. That didn't help anybody. We have people who are dying every year from alcohol overdoses. College students every fall will go to college, get away from their parents, and overdose on alcohol. We could tell sob stories about that. It's a very sad situation. But alcohol prohibition did not stop it. It made it worse.
Right.
And it was done, though, with a constitutional amendment because we used to have people that gave a flying whatever about the Constitution. We don't have anybody like that anymore. They could care less what's in the Constitution. Where's their constitutional amendment? The constitutional amendment with 10 and with 9, those amendments say that the government doesn't have any powers that weren't directly given to them. We just had these guys quote that about certain issues, but not about the war on drugs, not about the UN's war on drugs. This is a UN agenda that these conservatives are pushing on you. It has killed millions of people in America and across the world. Far more than that, look at the war in Mexico. That is a war on drugs. You want to talk about all the violence coming across? Let's talk about the roots in the war on drugs. That war on drugs, these people have pushed from the UN, has created the violence in Mexico. Tens of thousands of people have died there. More people have died there than in Afghanistan. And you want to talk about these dangerous drug cartels coming across? They were created by our war on drugs. That's the truth of what's going on here. It's far worse than what they're talking about. Rand Paul did a great job with that. It's great to see him lay that down on Jeb Bush and on Chris Christie. The privilege of Jeb Bush and the criminality of that prosecutor, Chris Christie, that disgusting.
Yeah, the war on drugs has definitely destroyed a lot of families and their
he's
futures.
He's almost worse than Lindsey Graham.
Hey, hang on, Joe. Let's hear what's going on about this question about marijuana. This is a different
really
kind of question. Let's hear this.
It's really damaged our inner cities. Not only do the drugs damage them, we damage them again by incarcerating them and then preventing them from getting employment over time. So I don't think that the federal government should override the states. I believe in the 10th Amendment, and I really will say that the states are left to themselves.
I want to give that.
Now they're going to go to Christie, I guarantee you.
The person that you called a hypocrite an opportunity to respond, do you want to identify that person?
Well, I think if we left it open, we could see how many people smoked pot in high school.
Is there somebody you were specifically thinking of?
Well, you know, the thing is
he was talking about me.
Yeah, I was talking
about... That's what I thought, but I wanted to make it easier for him.
Yeah. Okay.
And I just did.
Governor Bush, please.
So 40 years ago, I smoked marijuana. And I admit it. I'm sure that other people might have done it.
This is the True Confessions part of the reality TV show.
My mom's not happy that I just did. That's true. But here's the deal.
He should have lost his right to vote. He should have been put in jail for 20 years.
He didn't inhale.
Epidemic of drugs that goes way beyond marijuana. What goes on in Colorado, as far as I'm concerned, that should be a state decision. But if you look at the problem of drugs in this society today, it's a serious problem. Rand, you know this because you're campaigning in New Hampshire like all of us, and you see the epidemic of heroin, the overdoses of heroin that's taking place. People's families are being...
Yeah, it's coming from Afghanistan.
Yeah, which is why we're
government to play a
protecting it.
Who's guarding those opium fields?
Yeah, no vacuum there except in some noses and hypodermic needles, right?
Yeah.
In drug courts to give people a second chance. That's the best way to do this.
But let me respond. The thing is that in Florida, Governor Bush campaigned against medical marijuana. That means that a small child like Morgan Hintz that has 500 seizures a day is failing on 9 traditional medications, is not allowed to use cannabis oil, and that if they attempt to do that in Florida, they will take the child away, they will put the parents in jail.
Yes.
And that's what that means. If you're against allowing people to use medical marijuana, you'll actually put them in jail.
Right,
and actually,
under
the current circumstances, kids who had privilege
don't
go to jail, but the poor kids in our inner cities go to jail. I don't think that's fair, and I think that we need to acknowledge it, and it is hypocritical to still want to put poor people in jail.
I don't want to put poor people in jail, Rand,
well,
and Mike, here's the deal.
You opposed
putting more people in jail.
When the legislature passed the bill to deal with that very issue.
We have more people in jail than China does. They've got four times the population, five times the population.
Many people under mandatory minimum.
Not his daughter.
Yeah, not his daughter, not him.
But that means you'll put people in jail.
He'll put sick people in jail, but of course, when he uses it recreationally, it has no consequences.
That's true. Go ahead.
One of the things to watch tonight, of course, are going to talk about the economy. How do you talk about the economy without talking about the massive federal debt? And today, what they did was they passed an extension of the debt ceiling. Remember when they did that before? Barack Obama said, well, we haven't spent any money, you know, just passing the debt ceiling. That doesn't mean
raising the debt ceiling doesn't raise the debt.
That's right. It allows them to raise the debt. It doesn't technically. See, that's how they parse their words, you know, when they do that. Now, remember that it was in 2011 that the deficit was the debt was at $14 trillion. Today, they have pushed it up to $20 trillion. That's a 43% increase in just 4 years. And that's what we've got to look at. That's the GOP elephant in the room that they don't want to talk about. The fact that they are that on the same page with Obama, that they're both moving us further and further into debt.
You know, I am by my nature impatient, and this is not a...
his biggest weakness is his name is Bush.
That, yeah. That rewards that. His brother.
Patient, they call me Jeb, and I earned that. I said before.
His daddy financed the Nazis. His brother helped bring in 9/11, signed the Patriot Act. And
it his grandfather was the founder of Planned Parenthood, working with Margaret Sanger.
Senator Paul.
Slam her to the floor.
So only two people really answered it.
Baron Harkonnen speaks.
Because I was concerned about an $18 trillion debt. We borrow $1 million a minute. Now on the floor of the Congress, the Washington establishment from both parties puts forward a bill that will explode the deficit. It allows President Obama to borrow unlimited amounts of money. I will stand firm. I will spend every ounce of energy to stop it. I will begin tomorrow to filibuster it. And I ask everyone in America to call Congress tomorrow and say, enough's enough. No more debt.
Well, gee, after the last debate, I was told that I didn't smile enough.
I also think
that these are very serious times. 75% of the American people think the federal government is corrupt. I agree with them. And this big, powerful, corrupt bureaucracy works now only for the big, the powerful, the wealthy, and the wealthy.
What are you going to do about it?
Except she worked for Michael Hayden to help spy on the American people. Yeah.
Just Americans who've quit looking for work for 40 years.
Hewlett Packard biometric data.
This is about more than replacing a D with an R. We need a leader who will help us.
You know,
surveillance equipment, they should help people look for jobs.
they like find all the now hiring signs.
Yeah, I know. Find me a job then, guy. You got these blimps up in the air.
We're going to build a wall. We're going to create a border. We're going to let people in, but they're going to come in legally. They're going to come in legally, and it's something that can be done. They built the Great Wall of China. That's 13,000 miles. Here we actually need 1,000 because we have natural barriers. So we need 1,000. We can do a wall. We're going to have a big...
That would be the good time to, since we're talking about economics, talk about the economic incentives that are going to bring people in here whether or not you build a wall. We just saw this happen in Europe. Hungary completely closed their border. What happened? People went through Slovenia and Croatia because they're going to go to Germany. They're going to go to Sweden. They're going to get there however they can as long as they're going to get a pot of gold from the entitlement state. So that's the problem, and they want to address that. You know, 19th century, 18th century walls are not going to stop this.
Yeah, I don't think a wall for any, but not just Trump saying this. I don't think a physical wall is going to do the job.
30 seconds.
First of all, John got lucky with a thing called fracking. Okay. He hit oil. He got lucky with fracking. Believe me, that's why Ohio is doing well. And that's important for you to know. Number two, this is the man that was a managing general partner at Lehman Brothers when it went down the tubes and almost took every one of us with us, including Ben and myself. Because I was there, and I watched what happened, and Lehman Brothers started it all. He was on the board, and he was a managing general partner. Okay. And just thirdly,
I think Kasich's guts are on the floor right now.
He's such a nice guy.
I think he's bleeding out.
Oh, I'm never going to attack. But
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract,
valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.